harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 93. Today we are talking about one of my all-time favorite foods, chicken wings. To be fully honest, I'm a bit of a chicken wing snob. I maintain that the best wings have no discernible breading and should be cooked to a crisp. It might seem that breading would impart crispiness, but this is not fried buttermilk chicken, and the best way to avoid sogginess is to completely render the chicken fat and skin before dousing with your favorite sauce. According to some sources, the trick to consistently getting the crispiest wings is to steam the wings for about 10 minutes and allow them to rest before frying or baking them. This helps begin the breakdown process of the fatty skin. Alternatively, letting raw wings dry uncovered in a fridge overnight assists the pursuit of crispy skin, but takes some forethought. I decided to try the pre-steaming method for some baked wings this week to excellent results. I like all types of wing sauces and rubs, as long as it's somewhat edible and not way too hot. Often, if a restaurant has the option of a honey habanero or spicy barbecue, that's what I'll go for. If you are a fan of spicy sweet, consider picking up some gochujang paste for your next batch of wings. Gochujang is a Korean fermented chili paste. In addition to being very spicy and very sweet, it's also a vibrant red color, and it has a very addictive quality to it, the kind of delicious pain that keeps wing eaters coming back for more. You'll need chicken wings, salt, gochujang, vinegar, melted butter, and maybe some green onion to serve with the wings. I started by rinsing my wings, patting them dry, then seasoning them with salt overnight in the fridge. When I was ready to begin preparing them, I placed them in a steamer basket above an inch of boiling water for about 10 minutes and then allowed them to rest for at least a half an hour in the fridge. On a lined pan, I baked the wings at 425 degrees for 25 minutes on a rack. If you have a rack, this will help immensely in getting the wings crispy, but either way, you have to flip them over and bake for another 25 minutes, or at least until they are nice and golden brown. While waiting on the chicken, I mixed equal parts gochujang, rice vinegar, and melted butter, heating slightly to combine them all. For my 2 or so pounds of wings, 2 tablespoons of each was just about perfect. When the chicken wings are nice and crispy, toss them with the sauce and green onion and enjoy. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to send in a recipe with a show, if you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-oh.